This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I've been reminding you, and obviously you want to go to Funky Buddha this weekend, tonight, have a good time. You'll always have a good time at Funky Buddha. And I did acknowledge earlier in the show, Ryan from Funky Buddha beat me this week in our word games contest. I had to pay him $100. That won't happen again. I will get everything corrected by the time next week rolls around. But regardless, I've been reminding you, we're going to do kind of just a unofficial watch party Tuesday night, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Me, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, we are all going to be out there. We're going to watch the Panthers game on Tuesday night. It's an 8 p.m. puck drop, I think from Nashville. And we're just going to head out to Funky Buddha after the show on Tuesday. We're going to watch it there, and we invite everyone to come on out and enjoy it with us. We'll have all kinds of Funky Buddha specials. I think I had mentioned it the other day. They're going to have Gloves Off, the red IPA developed in partnership with the Panthers. That's going to be available on tap and in to-go packs. They've got some new menu items in the tap room, including hot honey fried chicken sandwiches, which are always delicious. They've got the crispy falafel fold. They've got Floridian, Vibin, Hop Gun. They've got it all. I'll be getting an Aperol Spritz and some Yucatots, but I'm not your ordinary guy. I march to my own beat. But that's Tuesday night, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. We're going to be out there, and we want everyone to come on out and join us. Speaking of the Panthers, Thursday, this coming Thursday, Crowder and I will be live at the Amerant Bank Arena as the Panthers start a 5-game homestand. So we'll do the show live out there. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. This weekend happens to be a really great South Florida sports weekend. You've got the Heat starting up the second half of the season tonight. You've got the Panthers starting up the second half of the season tomorrow night. You've got Inter Miami starting the season tomorrow night. You've got the Marlins starting spring training tomorrow. This is like that transition weekend where, you know, you start thinking about postseason for NBA and NHL. You start thinking about the beginning of the season for MLB and MLS, and we start to transition our sports minds into the next phase of each sport. So, fun weekend on tap. Let's begin with headlines.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep. Let's begin with headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Dan Day, who has filled in for Solana most of this week. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Heat start a 3-game road trip tonight, 7:30 in Toronto against the Raptors.
Yeah, so Lee Sterling told us earlier he likes the Heat laying the points tonight, and he likes R.J. Barrett under 19.5. Heat line right now is -3.
A suspect has been
locked in.
You're locked in? Suspect
Terry Rozier tonight, 12.5 is your over-under. Nikola Jovic, who's questionable, his over-under is 9.5. Duncan Robinson, 7.5. Jaime Jaquez Jr., 7.5.
I think I'm going to – because this Bam is on my mind too much. I think I'm going to go Bam over. I saw 17.5.
Yeah, 17.5, Bam over. Tyler, 22.5.
Bam double-double. I got to look it up. Probably not great odds. That's almost
Let's
a guarantee.
See. Double-double. Bam double-double is -200.
Yeah.
-2. Yeah.
That's, yeah, I mean, that guy is a double-double machine.
That's what it is. But so, 20. I'm going to bet on his over 17. He'll drop 20. He's mad. He had the weekend off.
You could probably buy it up to 20 because 17.5 is -120 for Bam. 20 or more points for Bam is +155.
Hmm.
So if you think he's going to score 20, it's at +155.
That's my bet.
All right.
A suspect has been arrested in connection of the stealing of Hurricanes quarterback Carson Beck's Lamborghini and Mercedes.
I'm telling you, we talked about this earlier. If you want to see a great story on Carson Beck and the auto theft, go look at Sheldon Fox on Twitter. This guy, he's the best reporter in South Florida. And you know, I love Ari Odzer. The delivery that Sheldon Fox has is unlike anything you'll ever see. The Carson Beck, he tracks down Carson Beck at the Canes women's basketball game yesterday, and it's just like all bets are off, man. When Sheldon Fox gets in his head that he is going to interview someone and make a story, nothing gets in his way.
He's very serious.
He is.
And let me just say this about this situation. And you sent me the thing. John Morant got robbed.
Yeah, he just got robbed.
$4 million. They've been victimized, I guess, but don't make them victims. They're going to get that car back or maybe a newer model through insurance. All his jewelry's insured. Like, I'm glad nobody got hurt, but don't feel sorry for the guys, the multimillionaires that get a $200,000 car stolen, because they're going to have the new model the next day. Like, it's just take it easy.
Yeah, but it's just, it's just a pain in the ass. No one should be stealing other people's stuff. Like, I don't think there's any of that.
Hawk, I talked about it on air. I walked out in my driveway about 4 years ago, and I was like, I walked back in because, you know, we'll have, you know, my sister, Asia's sister will be over here, or our friends will be, and you could take the truck if you want to, go to, you know, whatever, go to lunch. And I walked out and I was like, damn, where's my Tahoe? And I was like, Asia, who has the Tahoe? She said, nobody's here. I was like, hmm. And I went in and looked at the security system and watched the dude walk up and steal my Tahoe. Then I called OnStar and they told me where it was. And I called the police and told them where it was. And I got my truck back that afternoon. Like, they amp up these stories where it's just a big ordeal. It's not a big ordeal.
It is, though. It's annoying. DJ's car got totaled. Wasn't his fault. We had insurance. He got a new car. Yeah. But, I mean, it's still like you don't want – it's your property, and it's your property.
I got my car totaled in the Keys. Got a brand-new Suburban. It was a blessing.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any less of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, you're making it sound like it's easy. It's not easy.
I don't think anybody's looking at them going, oh, woe is them, like they have cancer. Like, you get your stuff stolen. Like, the guy who stole it, whoever stole it, they're scum of the earth for stealing other people's stuff. And it's a pain in the ass, and it's infuriating to get your stuff taken.
I feel bad for the mother of three that sedan gets taken. I don't feel bad for Carson Beck, who had a Lamborghini and Mercedes stolen. And what are you going to do? Get another Lamborghini and Mercedes? Probably, yeah. Okay, go on about your day, big man.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a weird attitude. That's the weirdest attitude I've ever heard.
You make it sound like Santa Claus just brings him a new car. Like,
yeah, like, I mean, that's a bizarre attitude.
Oh, Man, my Lamborghini Mercedes gone. Maybe I'll just drive the Benz today. Okay, go get in your Benz and go to work.
I'm not right there, man.
I was reading about it with the John Morant thing and all of that. Oh my goodness, it's not crazy. Man can buy 100.
It's not crazy that people are taking the stuff that you bought.
No. Theft is one of the first things that happened in the world. People were stealing wheat bales out of people's barns.
Debating that. I'm just saying that it's terrible. When someone takes something that's not theirs, like, that's terrible, whether it's Ja Morant or the mother of three. Like, what's the...
I don't feel sorry for millionaires. Okay. I don't.
It's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
I kind of don't want to move on right now. It's an interesting argument.
It's not even an argument.
Yeah.
It's the strangest take I've ever heard.
It is an argument. It's an argument.
Well, what's the argument? That it's okay to steal from someone if they're at a certain threshold?
It's not okay to steal. Don't feel bad for them.
So rich people should have...
It's not a headache.
There should be no empathy towards person if they're rich.
You don't feel bad for rich people.
Okay.
Don't feel bad for rich people.
That's so dumb.
Don't feel bad. Carson Beck will be okay. He's okay.
No one's saying he's not going to be okay.
He's fine.
Okay.
But anybody that gets something stolen from, they're going to be okay.
Might not.
Well, how?
Like I said, the mother of three with the sedan. Wow. Is she now? How does she get the kids to school tomorrow? How does things happen? Like, you know, it's going to mess her life up. Carson Beck's life was affected zero.
No.
Panthers are back in action tomorrow at 6 against the Seattle Kraken. Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Montour expected not to play.
Okay.
Inter Miami, they kick off a busy week. Tomorrow, 7:30 in the evening. That game was originally at 2:30. It's been moved to 7:30, so make note of that. They open MLS play against NYCFC. Then Tuesday at 8, they host Sporting Kansas City in the second leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. And that series, they already lead 1-0 with a road goal from the other night.
That game, the Inter Miami New York game, is in New York?
No, it is here in
it's here.
South Florida. Commercial Boulevard. And the Marlins, like you said,
cold up there.
It's going to be cold there, man.
Right by the Wendy's.
That's right. Commercial Boulevard.
Jimmy's worried about his Frosty.
Why you talk about Fort Lauderdale is like the north. It's cold up there in Jupiter. It's just...
No, New York, I said. I was asking if the game was in New York. It would have been cold up in New York to open the MLS season.
Oh, yeah. They just played the CONCACAF thing. They had to move it back because of
icy weather.
Yeah, but
that didn't matter for MLS standings.
Might be a little cold up in Jupiter tomorrow at 1 o'clock when the Marlins kick off spring training baseball against the Cardinals.
What is the weather in Jupiter tomorrow? I'll tell you.
So beautiful up there, though.
A brisk 74.
Feels Jupiter like 70.
Right now, 68. Tomorrow... Let's see. Tomorrow in Jupiter, high of 71, low of 62. That's cold.
Bring your hand warmer.
71 and cloudy at 1 o'clock.
Then it feels like it's going to be 69 for sure.
Yeah.
Nice.
Speaking of weather, from the Demesman Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Right now it is in the low 70s tonight. Going to dip down into the low 60s. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast. Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour as we wrap up another week's worth of programs. And like I said at the beginning of the hour, this is a fun little weekend we got ahead of us here because Heat Tonight, which you can hear right here on this radio station, 560 WQAM, it'll be Brendan Tobin bringing you Preheat at 6:15. He's filling in for the vacationing Alejandro Solana. Then you'll get some Heat basketball tonight. Jason Jackson on the call. That is a 7:30 tip from Toronto, and you will hear it here. But in addition to the Heat, you've got the Panthers tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena. You've got Inter Miami tomorrow at Chase Stadium. And you've got Marlins kicking off spring training in Jupiter at Roger Dean Stadium. So it's a big old weekend of sports. And then a reminder, one more reminder, as long as we're in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday night, me and Crowder and Solana and Jimmy, we're going to watch the Panthers game at Funky Buddha at the Tap Room in Oakland Park. So come on out and join us next Tuesday night. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And we'll have some fun watching the Panthers together, drinking some Funky Buddha and eating some of the delicious food there that they have at the Tap Room. So that's this coming Tuesday night. Now, before we get out of here this evening, turn things over to Dan Day, who will be a little bridge to Preheat. We talk about the Cheetah Pompano. Great spot to watch a big game or a big fight card. A lot of action this weekend. Lee Sterling gave us a pick for this weekend for UFC. I think Crowder already put the bet in, but you can watch it at Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Palm Beach. They got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. You know, Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6, and they've got a full dinner menu in the evening as well. I always say it, every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. And don't forget, if you're planning a bachelor party for someone, you will not do much better than Cheetah Pompano. You can get all the details on their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. All right, that'll do it for us on this Friday. Thank you to Clay Ferrero, Lee Sterling, and George Richards all for joining us today. Buckle up for some sports this weekend. Sir. There's a lot going on. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Panthers, go Canes, go Marlins. The last time I said that. Go Marlins. We will speak with you el lunes.
I'm going to get Uncrustable.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.